The student has understood that mere study is not sufficient, mere listening is not sufficient. The individualized ego must awake into the state of the reality. There is no other way. In this section, he brings out the most beautiful metaphor to make you understand this entire chart. The relationship between you, the PFT, at this moment, conditioned by your thoughts, the body, the mind, the intellect, the vehicles, riding in the vehicle of the BMI, you are existing. And that infinite reality, Jivatma and Paramatma, the limited ego and the unlimited real I, the self. That in order to make you understand that relationship, a very impressive, expressive metaphor is taken. And that metaphor, once you understand it, is such a thing that it cannot leave your mind at any time. You may not remember all the Kathopanishads, but this metaphor you will remember. And that is sufficient. From that metaphor, you can build up the entire philosophy. Right. Ridam bibandau sugratasya loke uham pravishthau parame parardhe chayata bau brahma vidho vadandi panjagnayo ye chatrinajiketa. Now, a little of the society, the social order at that time. At that time, all those who have been living in the spiritual life, from the childhood onwards, the tradition of the Hinduism, every day there used to be the rituals. And the insistence of the ritualistic side of the Veda, where every day you had to do that your prayers and pujas and worship. And the child has thus lived up to the age of 20, let us say. Now he has come to the teacher's side in search of the higher reality. This worshipping is necessary for the purification of the mind. Mind and intellect were withdrawn from the wanderings. With that pure mind, he has come there to learn the art of contemplation, meditation, and spring into that awakening. The student has got at this moment the strong belief and faith in the rituals that he has been doing. Now you have to be very careful. Don't say that you have wasted all your time in prayer and ringing the bell and putting flowers and burning candles. Ayo, my dear man, you have wasted your time. Don't break a faith. The rituals that you are following, the worships that you are following are also a preparatory stage, preparing the mind, ready for the spring into reality through contemplation. Now here he says, both the ritualists, the householders, the great ritualistic masters, those who have performed the three Nachiketa fire, as well as Brahmavid, as well as those in contemplation as reached there, both of them insist that there are two entities in each one of us. The lower self and the higher self. Both of them are experiencing the world of plurality. Carefully. Ridam pibandau. Dual is used. Constantly experiencing the result of actions. Experiencing, let us say, the world of plurality. The joys and sorrows of the world. Both are experiencing. There are two factors. The lower self and the higher self. The Jivatma and the Paramatma. Two factors. Both of them are experiencing the world outside. So says, not only the men of realization, men who are retired from all other activities and turn their mind in contemplation and reach the higher, but even those who are worshipping, those who are devoted, those who have applied their mind to it and become quietened, even they, both of them declare that there are these two aspects in us, in each one of us, the higher and the lower. Both of them are suffering the joys and sorrows of the world outside. The statement contains an apparent contradiction. In all the Upanishads, in all the textbooks, it is said that he is not involved in it. Only the Jivatma is involved in it. It is true that is only the reflected sun lying in the Pacific Ocean. It is only the reflected sun that appears to be dancing to the tune and rhythm set by the waves. The sun is not moving. True. Thus the higher reality is not moving, not involved, but the light of the consciousness caught up in the web of thoughts. And when the thoughts are rising and falling, this conscious dynamic individuality in us appears to be us. Joys and sorrows. Experiences the joys and sorrows. But here it is said both. Shankara's commentary clearly clarifies it. Now, no doubt the sun is not dancing, but the light of the sun reflected in the ocean, it is that sun in the ocean that is dancing. True. But that light in the ocean is also nothing but the grace of the sun. If the sun were not there, there would have been no light. So therefore, sun as sun is not dancing, but the sun conditioned by the light of the sun caught up amidst the waves dances. Your consciousness as consciousness is not oscillated by or tossed up and down by the agitations of the mind. But the light of consciousness functioning in the midst of my thoughts and emotions is the conscious thinker and feeler and perceiver. This conscious perceiver, feeler, thinker, the individuality, the ego, is dancing. The ego cannot dance and experience the agitations unless consciousness is there. Since consciousness is the nature of the reality, we have to say that the consciousness as the reality is changeless. Beyond all experiences of the physical world cannot touch it. But the light of consciousness caught up in the mind and intellect is the principle of PFT. So the light of consciousness, God, caught up in the web of BMI, appears to be suffering. The light caught up in the web of BMI is called the individuality. In that sense of the term, rudam pibandau, it is a dual is used, that both are suffering. The individuality and the source of the individuality, the reality. Both, because the borrowed light of the reality is that which is the very heart of the individuality. Both of them are tossed about in the world of plurality. Both, this is insisted upon not only by the Vedantins, by the meditators, but even those who are doing rituals properly, regularly, in their worshipful moods, they also recognize the same truth.